Happy International Men's Day, Elliot.
Thank you. I think that was a few days ago.
Are we pretending we're recording
on International Men's Day?
I don't know. I felt like it was appropriate to bring up.
Well, speaking of men, I was doing a show last night at a comedy club, and the show's supposed late night show is supposed to start at 11:30, and the show that was before us was a Magic Mike male strip show.
This is at, was it Magic Mike theme like the movie, or was this just like the closest approximation?
I think they're like a touring group that does like the Magic Mike show.
And oh, okay, that's cool.
I don't know what it is like, but we were supposed to start our show at 11:30, and we didn't start until 12:45 because they just like completely blew the light.
I don't think strippers get a light.
I don't think they get a light.
I don't think there's someone in the back with their phone.
I don't know. They just were like fully finished an hour after they were supposed to, and there were like a ton of bachelorette parties in there. And everyone was hammered. I was confused because I walked into the bar and I see all these, you know, bachelorette parties coming in, and I was like, who is choosing to have their bachelorette party at a comedy club in DC in the basement on a Saturday
pretty
night?
Pretty sad.
Yeah, pretty sad. But then it was like, oh, it's a strip show. A little bit less sad. Still a weird choice. They feel like you could go
not sad at all. That's like classic.
Why at
That's
a comedy
hack,
club?
If anything.
Why? I don't understand.
I don't know.
I don't understand the mix there. Anyway, so I went on.
Did they have penis gummies?
I didn't watch the show. I wasn't allowed it.
Oh, come on.
I didn't have a ticket.
No,
to
the
it.
Bachelorette party. Oh. You know how they'll have like the candies?
Yeah, they might have.
You've never been to a bachelorette party, Elliot?
I've never been invited to one, no.
Oh.
But I went on. So I finally got to go on at 1:30 in the morning.
Okay, how'd you do?
I did.
You bombed? You did well?
I didn't bomb, but it wasn't good. I went on, I did my 5 minutes. Everyone was, like, extremely tired. And in the in-between time of, like, when I was supposed to go on and when I did go on, I was just drinking. So it was, you know.
Yeah. Doesn't bode well.
Yeah.
Can I tell you about my night real quick?
Yeah.
I stayed up till 6 a.m. working on my pilot outline for my class, and I ordered Checkers as like a little late night treat.
Okay.
Shout out Sanique. Checkers is trash. It's so bad.
Yeah, we
It's just
it.
Like salt in a box. Okay, okay, now we can move forward.
All right. Hey, everyone. Welcome to Pasta Party. My name is Elliot Brownbringer. I'm here with my co-host, Anthony Ferraro. And let's bring on our guest today. She is a writer and comedian out in Los Angeles. She's also the creator of the Food Babies web series. Please welcome to the podcast, Krista Moy. Hey, Krista.
Hi, Krista.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Oh, we're so excited to have you. How was your Saturday night? Was it filled with either Checkers or male strippers? I want to see where on that spectrum of the sad, sad night that Anthony had and the potentially exciting night that the Bachelorettes had, where you fell into the spectrum.
Ooh, it was, I don't know. I went to a Doja Cat 90s themed party last night, dance party. So maybe, I don't know if it was like Bachelorette. It was like very young, like very youthful, like 22-year-olds dressed in 90s gear dancing to Doja Cat.
Right.
But there was a twerk contest.
Very nice. And Doja Cat, I just want to point out for the audience, notoriously not a 90s musician. So two very clashing.
Probably
two
in her
very
20s.
Clashing.
I'm not even sure how old she is. I would say, I don't know, 20 if I were to guess.
Oh, we could play a Tony famous segment. How old do we think Doja Cat is? We're going around the room. Ooh. Elliot, start.
God. Okay. My guess, I think she's younger than me. So I think Doja Cat's like 22.
Okay, Krista.
I'll say 21. I think she can drink.
And I'm going to say 27, and then we don't check. End of segment. Okay.
You remain ignorant.
Great. usually when Anthony does this famous segment, when he goes around the room, he usually has a joke at the end of it. So
I always go last.
You didn't even go comically high with your age. You just landed on 27. I'm going to check right now because
okay, it's against the rules.
Doja Cat age.
But Krista, I would say your answer on the spectrum of Checkers to Elliot's night is like, it surpasses Elliot.
Yeah.
Establish a new endpoint of the spectrum where Elliot is now in the middle.
Yeah, I was kind of... That's pretty cool. I guess I was just... so cool. I was adjacent to a strip show. I should have watched. Okay. I should have gone in. I should have made a night out of it.
You should have. You should have broke your way in past barriers and just...
No. Instead, I was like, I'm going to have 4 beers right now. And honestly, it was a lot of fun for me. So I don't know that I necessarily made the wrong decision.
And now, Elliot, before we started recording, you were telling me how you won like a stiffest man dancer competition. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. Yeah, so Krista mentioned a twerking competition, and it was kind of like the exact opposite, where I went to a club and then they pulled out all of like the white guys and they were like, whoever has the least amount of rhythm here wins. And then they played a bunch of upbeat pop music and I was like, I don't know any of this. Never heard of this once. Justin Bieber? Who's that?
And now when they were rounding up all the white guys, were you like, well, this is a red flag.
Yeah.
Something bad's going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, because the little Jewish alarm in my brain went off and I was like, no. you're not gonna get me this time. But then they took a couple of my Goyim friends and I was like, oh, we're fine. we're going to be totally fine. You look confused, Anthony. Are you okay?
1, 2, 3. What is Goyim?
Oh, it's Yiddish for Christians.
Oh, that's me.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay, Krista, I know before you came on, you said you had been thinking about your best pasta stories because you were excited to tell us about that. And I know technically we've never discussed pasta once on this podcast, but I would love to hear whatever you
have. Your worst pasta story.
No, I would love worst pasta story.
Your worst pasta story.
I would love to hear whatever you've pre-prepared for
us.
I shouldn't have even led with that, because like now I'm building it up to be like something like I'm just talking about eating a massive amount of pasta. That was my main story.
Well, what's the most you've eaten in a sitting?
I have eaten, when I was in Italy, I was ordering 2
brag,
plates of
way.
Pasta.
Brag.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Humble brag.
She travels.
I went to Italy. All right. Ooh. I am a cultured woman of the world. I went to Italy a few years ago for the first time, and like the pasta there was so good, I became emotional and like I wanted to cry eating it, and I couldn't help myself from ordering 2. I think the most I might have ordered was 3 bowls, because they were like a little smaller, but I think it was still obscene the amount of pasta I was eating, and like I was getting kind of like shame looks from the servers that were like, all right, like calm down, like this is,
and you were
like
by yourself, right? You were just by yourself crying
by
into
myself
pasta.
Crying over 3 bowls of pasta, and I just leaned into it, like I didn't really let the shame take me over, and I just was like, this is my chance to eat my body weight in pasta, and I completely like that's my whole pasta story, really.
Right. What's your favorite pasta shape?
Yeah, rank the shapes. Ooh. And what's your
rank
least favorite? Because I think there's a.
I think, give me your top 10 and your bottom 10.
We need 20 pastas.
We need 20 pastas.
And okay, wait. I'm gonna let you go because I have a follow up question. Okay.
Okay.
Just give us your best.
I think I'm gonna make some enemies by saying my least favorite is angel hair. I hate angel hair pasta.
No enemies here. That's correct.
Okay. All right.
I don't
dislike it.
Because
I know some people really love it.
I don't dislike angel hair, but for whatever reason, angel hair gives me very like little kid vibes. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
And it's not. It's just like of the long pastas, it's not beating any of the other long pastas.
No.
Yeah, and it just kind of gets clumped together.
Doesn't
and
hold the sauce well.
This, like,
doesn't,
yeah,
doesn't
you're
hold
eating,
up
like,
to
knots.
The sauce.
yeah,
it feels like eating knots of pasta, and it's just kind of, it's gross.
All right, and the best one?
Best?
I mean, I love, like, like raviolis or things that are like filled with
pasta. Is interesting
that a shape?
Take.
Yeah.
Is that a shape? I don't know. Because
ravioli's a shape.
Ravioli's a shape. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you're getting like, it's like inside, it's like a little like dumpling or pot, like pouch. Mm-hmm. Like a secret pouch. Like, I don't know if it's secret, but it's like a little.
It's definitely not secret.
It's not secret. Everyone knows. You know what's inside, but.
The first guy eating like a ravioli, he's just spitting. He's like, waiter.
What is in this?
You fooled me.
I thought I was just eating bread.
Oh, a guy was really fooled. He had no idea.
Yeah,
okay.
He had no idea.
Okay.
What's your follow-up, Elliot?
My follow-up, are there any pasta shapes where if someone told you it was their favorite, it would be like a red flag, like in a dating scenario?
Yeah, and you can't say angel hair.
Yeah, because angel hair is like the worst, but if someone's like, I like angel hair, I'm not necessarily like, that person's weird.
I would say maybe, would elbow be a weird favorite shape?
Because maybe
it's like a little kid pasta,
but it's macaroni and cheese, right?
And it's the best for art.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, yeah. It is the best.
But
for
I feel
art.
Like it's like a very. It's like saying like my favorite flavor is vanilla. Like it's like a basic shape. I don't know.
Ooh.
So it's not very.
Most
creative.
Basic to me would be like spaghetti.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
like,
that's
well, you haven't thought about this at all, you hack.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. They just find out that there are other types of pasta.
Yeah.
Spaghetti is my favorite.
But if you're an adult ordering a bowl of elbow pasta at a restaurant, I'm gonna judge you.
Oh, I think I would judge the restaurant more for carrying elbow pasta. Right.
Yeah.
For anything that's not mac and cheese.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. Like, you're not ordering, like, you know, I wouldn't consider ordering mac and cheese ordering elbow pasta.
Anyway, my favorite shape of pasta is Blue's Clues. The best type.
Oh. The mac and cheese?
Yeah.
The mac and cheese.
It was the best type. I think the biggest red flag would be Farfalle. I think if someone is coming out number one with Farfalle, I think they're a freak.
What?
It's the bow tie
pasta.
What shape
is that?
Bow tie pasta.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of...
Shut up, Elliot. Those are good.
It doesn't do anything well.
I'm shocked and appalled.
It's like really hard to get on the fork, you know? You can't twirl it.
Yeah, you can't.
It's
you
real flimsy, so you can't
scoop it and then
can't
like
stab
slurp
it.
Them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like weird and hard right in the middle. You know?
Yeah.
It doesn't cook evenly.
It doesn't have like a nice shape to hold sauce in it, like the way like a tortellini.
You want like a Tostitos scoop? What do you want?
Like a
that's
shell?
Not a bad
the
idea.
Shells are nice. Shells
you
are just, like Tostitos
scoops. You give me some Tostitos scoops and a bowl of bolognese and I'm in. That sounds pretty good.
That's a good
actually.
Idea.
Just a sauce, not even.
You guys want to come to my next Super Bowl party?
Oh, yeah.
That's I'm just going to be scoops and a bunch of different pasta sauces. That's not bad. That's not bad at all.
Elliot, just to jump off the back of you saying, what'd you say, Blue's Clues
mm-hmm.
is your favorite shape? My favorite shape is the cast of Law & Order pasta, where I get Christopher
right,
Maloney shapes.
The limited edition that they did, right?
Mm-hmm.
Big
those
flop,
are fun.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Big flop.
Big flop. Because kids were like, we don't get it, you know? We don't
get
it.
Kids are like, we don't watch this program.
We don't know who Ice-T is.
Who's the target
scary
audience?
There's a scary
man. It
feels
weird to eat people.
Mariska Hargitay. They were like, we've never seen this in our life.
Thank you for knowing the actors in this.
I had a fun game my sophomore year of college where we would watch Law & Order SVU, like inebriated. Like we'd get back from parties and me and my roommates would watch Law & Order SVU. And try to guess who did it by the end before the detectives figured it out.
Would you ever figure it out?
Almost never. And we did it quite a bit. we were rarely, usually, unless like the episode opened up with showing us the face of the murderer, we rarely, if ever got it.
That checks out.
All right. Well, hey, on that lovely note. What do y'all say? Should we do some improv?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Krista, all we need from you to get started is a location.
Location. Let's go with a gym.
A gym?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, you're my personal trainer, right? You're the new personal trainer that I just got assigned.
Yeah. Hey, what's up? sorry, I was looking at my phone. I'm kind of going through a breakup, so I'm not all mentally here. But
That's fine. I'm not doing great myself either. I don't know if something we can bond over is sort of my
what's going on?
First time.
You don't have to tell me, but if you'd like to share, I'll share, and that might be healthy. We can like start with our emotional relationship, and that could help us build a more physical relationship. Not in a sexual way. not like that. I shouldn't have said
no,
that.
No, I appreciate, you know, I appreciate the intention. I'm just like, I haven't worked out in a long time, and I think is something that I could really use. I don't know if you can tell. I've let myself go a little bit.
I could tell.
Oh, could you could. It wasn't.
I could tell.
Okay, well, it's not, it's fine. But I did carb load for today's session, so I am ready to,
Probably a mistake.
Really? I thought I heard that was a good thing. I thought you're supposed to carb load before an intense workout to help get the energy.
Before running a marathon, you're supposed to do that. You're not supposed to eat a bunch of fettuccine alfredo, which is I could tell that's what you did because you had sauce all over your shirt, and then go to the gym for the first time. That's not.
I guess I should have carb loaded last night also, and not right before coming here, right?
And it's 9 a.m.
Well, the Olive Garden near my house is open 24/7.
Really? That's interesting.
Well, I live in a college town. And so they really cater to, like, drunk kids or whatever. And it's,
Yeah. That's cool.
So they're open.
I didn't mean to judge you. Sometimes
well,
as
then
a trainer,
why do you have a gavel?
I'm like, so in this bubble. why do I have a gavel?
You didn't mean to judge me. It just seems like.
Well, every time I get a new client,
I can't help but notice that there seems to be a full wig and robe behind you. Is that a motivational tactic for
that's part of it. Nope, that's part of my thing. Kind of to motivate you, like if you're working out, I'll bang the gavel and I'll be like, not good enough, guilty of being out of shape.
Oh, okay. I think it maybe could be a little bit insensitive, but I think I could get used to that. I think it might be the kick in the butt that I need to really get myself moving.
You think it's too much? You think the judge thinks too much?
I think, I'm sorry, this person behind you, is this a bailiff behind you?
Mike,
Well, don't put that on her.
Mike, I'm sorry to just ambush you like this, but I think I want to get back together.
Mallory, do not show up at my place of work and while I'm on the clock and hit me with this. This is so unprofessional.
With the gamut? I know.
I have a client here.
Hi. Sorry to bother. I know, you're paying for Mike's services.
Yeah.
I know you said last night that you
don't mind me.
Space.
I'll just go to the vending machine and grab a snack. Yeah, I saw some Tostitos scoops is my favorite type, and I have a jar of bolognese in case I needed to protein load mid workout. So I'm just gonna pop.
Sure, you're at the gym. This is so close to being at the gym.
I'm going to go pop over to the vending machine.
Do not do that.
Too late. Already started moving.
Fine, whatever you do. Okay, approved.
Sorry.
Mallory, what's up? Okay, now.
Sorry, yeah. I know he looked like he really needed to work out too. I hate to interrupt, but I can't stop thinking about you. And I think we should really get back together. I think, I've learned that stalking you is not okay, and I'm going to stop all that now. So, what do you say? I think we should give it another shot.
I'm open to giving it another shot, but this is indicative of the problems we had in our relationship. That you don't tell me, you just like blindside me and show up and then hit me with this huge news. We're not communicating well. And like, I gotta be honest, something that I didn't bring up in our initial breakup is I saw you order a big bowl of elbow pasta.
I know.
At a really fancy Italian restaurant.
That's my favorite shape, you know that.
That's such a red flag, Mallory. Such a red flag.
But...
Are you a child?
It was Kraft mac and cheese. You don't often see that on a menu. You gotta get it when you see it.
I cannot believe that restaurant had that on the menu. I cannot believe it. It seemed like when you ordered it, that like it was written in a different font. Maybe like a pen wrote it on the menu.
It was in the...
It seemed like you wrote it on the menu.
It wasn't... I wrote it in the... Yeah, I did write it in the...
Yeah.
In the pasta section. But they had it, and that's my favorite shape. I can't, but your favorite shape is bow tie. So I think we're even.
Freeze. Okay, Mallory Smith, you're under arrest. My name is Agent Johnson from the FDA. You're under arrest for
It's the waiter from your restaurant. You're under arrest
for tampering with menus. Put your hands in the air or I will shoot you.
Oh my God.
Do you have anything to say for yourself?
I have to say that I love Mike, and I will go down.
All right, that's it, ma'am. You're under arrest. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you do or say can be used against you in a court of law. Do you understand your rights?
Mike, I love you!
Excuse me, sir?
Cut to the interrogation room. All right, detective, you want to go in there, hand? You want to do a little bit of a good cop, bad cop routine with her? She's one of the sickest criminals I've ever witnessed in my days of the Food and Drug Administration. And I've taken down a lot of scumbags. Detective? Detective.
Oh, sorry. I was
Get off your phone. Sorry. Get off your phone.
Sorry. I'm going through a bit of a breakup.
All right, detective, I know you're a rookie, okay? I know you're a rookie, but it's important. Yeah, it's important that you get this case experience now, okay? There's a lot of people you're going to have to take down working in the food safety and fraud department of the FDA. Is that, you understand?
I do. I do understand that. When I said my oath. Well,
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean. You know what I mean. You think this robe is too much?
Well, you're going for bad cop, right? Okay.
Yeah, I was thinking we could do a bad cop, bad cop.
Bad cop, worst cop.
Bad cop,
I haven't done that since the 90s. That used to be our favorite thing. One cop came in real mean, and then the other cop came in meaner, and often, you know, it's not important. Legally, I can't talk about it, but yeah, I think this okay. is a good idea. You go.
Can I just say mm-hmm. real quick that I saw you Googling before how old am I, and it came up as 28. So I don't know what you were doing in the 90s as a child, and how Google would even know that.
Don't.
Explain that to me. Were you a cop?
Well,
as a
I had
child?
To. No. I know it. Google says I'm 28, but well, truth be told, I'm 48. Okay, and I had to change my identity, and that was just every now and then I check with Google just to make sure that my identity is protected. So it's not. Detective, get in there and go question. Okay. Go question the witness. Get in there.
Okay. So just to recap, I'll be bad cop. You'll be worse cop.
And I have a voice into your ear. You wear this little Bluetooth and. I'll be in your ear if you run out of things, so I'll be able to help you.
Okay, and what her was crime, her crime again?
Her crime was a fraudulent menu. She's been going into restaurants and writing in elbow pasta dishes on the menu and suing restaurants when they refuse to make it for her. So you get in there, and you crack her.
Cree? You think you could bring a Sharpie into any old restaurant?
I'm not saying a word without my lawyer. I told you.
Someone's been watching a little too much Law & Order SVU. You think you get a lawyer? There's no cameras in here. My body cam is turned off. Okay, I will stuff so much dry pasta down your throat until you start talking.
Only if it's elbow.
You think you're funny, huh? You see what's in my pocket? You see this? Pasta gun. You see this pasta gun? Now you might be wondering, is this a gun that shoots pasta, or is it a gun made out of pasta that shoots bullets? The answer is both. I could do both. So now riddle me this, Miss Olive Garden. We got you dead to rights. Now you might be saying, that's not a riddle at all. So you don't want... Hey, partner. Hey, Elliot.
Yeah.
Elliot, can you help me out? I'm floundering in here. I'm floundering.
Dude, I don't know, man.
I don't know what to say.
I'm cracking in here. I've never seen a criminal stand up to the pasta gun routine. I don't know what to do here. I don't know. Just give her.
You know what you did? She said nothing as I spoke myself in circles and got confused.
She's a goddamn criminal mastermind. She's genius. I've never seen anything.
You get in there.
Not gonna crack.
I didn't give her a chance to say a thing, and it worked on me.
I think I got you to crack.
Oh, you did. Cracked like an angel hair. Okay, Elliot, you all get right. in there.
Creak.
You should get some oil for that door.
Oh, it's very not. Loud. It's not Rusty. We have an intern. We have an intern named Rusty who makes creaking noises for dramatic effect. Rusty, why don't you go take a break?
You got it, boss.
All right, Rusty. Mallory. You think you've got us all figured out, don't you?
Yeah.
You think you've got us all figured out. Now, I haven't seen a lot of criminals like you, and so all I know is there's gotta be more. This isn't a solo operation, is it?
I'm not saying anything, but there may be a group of us.
Okay.
But I'm not saying who.
You're not saying anything.
I'm no rat.
Well.
Elliot, let her talk more. She said I'm not saying a thing and then gave up valuable information.
Well,
Get her talking.
What if I had you talk to a very special friend of mine, Mr. Elbow Macaroni Box? He's a new detective on the squad, as you can see by the googly eyes and the badge I've glued to him. Maybe you'll be a little bit more willing to talk to him.
Yeah! I'm Mr. Detective Macaroni Box. You got anything to say to me? If you cooperate, you can eat me later.
Okay, Elliot, real quick, remember you were worst cop, not weird arts and crafts cop.
No. Remember You're a rookie. Let me do this. I think I got her on the ropes.
Yeah, you got anything to
say?
Okay,
I'm sorry.
And before you try to lie to me, why don't you take a look at my box pocket? You see that right there? A tiny pasta gun. Now get talking!
Are you the box, the character, or the macaroni? Are you shooting yourself out of a pasta gun?
I'm a little box that's a detective, and I'm full of elbow pasta. And you can eat me if you cooperate. What is not clear here? That's crystal clear. The character that I mean, the real... sentient box that I am is very straightforward and clear.
It's not working, Elliot. Do one of your other characters. Do that Italian one, Rigatoni. Do that one.
I think you should talk to the box. He's very serious.
Okay. I feel safe with the box, but I'll only talk to the box.
All right.
I'll
put the box down. I'll put Detective Box Macaroni down, and I'll step out.
Creak.
Oh, Rusty, you're back from your break. That was great. All right, now you start talking.
I never took a
You start talking to that box, and we'll be in the other room listening.
All right, box.
Sorry, let me shut the door behind me.
Creak.
Creak. All right, box, here's the deal. There's 12 of us. We're called the Elbow 12, and we go around, and our mission... is to reintroduce elbow macaroni into restaurants so that we can be taken seriously as elbow fans as
the box falls over.
Oh god. There's elbow macaroni everywhere. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
How am I gonna get it all back? I can't eat this now.
Detective, she's going crazy in there. She's salivating. Do we stop her or do we just let her go?
I'm gonna just eat it raw.
It's so bad for your teeth.
So good. The shape. I can taste the elbow. Oh, that was delicious. Maybe I should text my ex.
We cut back to the gym. Hey, Mallory, you've been gone for 3 hours.
Yeah.
What have you been up to?
I was under arrest, actually. I was being detained and interrogated. And in that time, I consumed a large amount of raw pasta. And it got me to thinking that I'm no good on my own. We need to be together.
I don't know if I can, Mallory. I just don't know if I can. You said you were under arrest, but I did not see any cops come in here. You sprinted out of this gym saying, I'm a criminal. I'm a criminal. Detective Box Macaroni. I'm not that girl. And like, you were just screaming at the wall. And then like, it was really, I don't know what's going on with
you. See, this is the gaslighting I'm talking about. This is why we broke up in the first place. Because you gaslight me. And... Oh.
It's not gaslighting on International Men's Day. I'm allowed to do it.
There's no gaslighting.
All right, see, I'm awesome. Oh.
That was out of control.
Krista, thank you so much for being on the podcast with us. We really appreciate it. Is there anything you'd like to plug?
I don't have anything new to plug. I'm not sure when this is coming out. I have a show on Friday at the Comedy Chateau.
Okay.
I guess that's the only thing really to plug. Please follow my Twitter though, at MoiTweetsWorld. That would be great.
Right. Yeah. Everyone follow Krista social media. You can keep up to date with any shows she's doing, any content she's putting out. You can, of course, follow me on Twitter at Elliot with one T. You can follow Anthony at Tony_Ferraro7. And you can stay up to date with the pod by following us on Instagram and Twitter at Pasta Party Pod. Thanks for listening. And remember to stay al dente.
And go bake a de stuffing.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.